We're just going to continue with the halachot of this is a concept of doing teshuvah. Here there's a beautiful etzah, beautiful advice from the Chafetz Chaim to do with tefillah. The Chafetz Chaim brings down in a sefer Shem Olam, in Chelek Bet in Hashmatot, he comes and he says like this, I have a beautiful, he says, an etzah to have kavanah in the tefillot. He says, before we're going to actually pray, first of all, we have to pray within the sidur, right? And especially at least the amidah. Nevertheless, even with this, we're not still going to be watched over, that we're not going to fall into the trap of the Yetzirah, that he always tries to come and tries to throw us down into the trap. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a little bit of an etzah, which was, Masha Magdima Nevi, that the Navi says, Kehui Machem Divanim, right, Veshuvu Lashem. What does that mean? The explanation is you have to take for yourselves words and then you're going to return to Hashem. She says, not like we are usually doing in our Tshuvatenu in front of Hashem, that we don't pay attention to what's going on, right? But rather, he says, we just say the Nusach, right? The text which is accustomed to, whether it's Hashamnu, whether it is, whatever it is that we're actually saying, but rather the opposite. He says, Im Adonim, Aniyayeh Morei, he says, if Behemet I'm going to be master, so then where's my fear? So he says, so what's the explanation then? We have to actually pay attention to what we're saying beforehand. In Kavachomer, when it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have to actually pay attention beforehand. So therefore he says, whatever exactly what we're going to say, whether it's going to be Ashamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu, which is part of the Viduis, or any of those things, first pay attention towards beforehand what you're actually going to be start saying and confessing in order to actually understand. So he says, the same halacha applies to Amidah. He says, if you know that the first berachot are shevach, are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you pay attention and you think that I'm going to now praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that will help us, that we will have concentration, right, for that. Or, for example, he says, before, right, any type of the berachot, right, whether it's Tchiyat HaMetim, whether it's all the different things, and that's why if you actually pay attention, the Patach Eliyahu on the side actually does have that Aleph is Birkat Avot, Bet is Birkat Gvurot, and it continues going. And the reason why is because that's the concept what the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us, that first pay attention to what beracha we're going to be saying, and now when we're going to say that beracha over, we will be able to have much more concentration, because we already know what we're asking for, we know what we are doing, we're not just stump shooting out the beracha without actually paying attention. So that's a very beautiful sigula that the Chafetz Chaim comes and he says, in order that we should actually have kavanah, concentration in our tefillah.